Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Live from Cobos Q in Edo for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
We are live at Cobos Q. La Raza showed up. Dustin, his sources is here. Christina. The gang's here, so come on out. If you're looking for a great, where's Dez? Lazy Dez.
I didn't. She said she was going to be out of town. I think
that's a load of crap.
I didn't
Dez.
Say it wasn't a load of
you're
crap.
You're embarrassing yourself. If you're not here, you're embarrassing yourself. So where's Chance and Frank? Where are they? Let's get your ass over here. Hey, let's go, Art. Where's Art? Why doesn't Art show up ever? How come Art never comes out? All right, let's go.
Possibly because he's a bee.
Oh, maybe you're here. That's right.
Yeah.
Art doesn't like you.
He's a bee.
Whoa, he just called you a bee, Art.
You don't know a bee. He's a killer bee.
He just sits he, and
I don't think
he
he's
sits
a busy,
and take,
he's ooh, a busy
a good,
bee.
That's a good shot right there.
Yeah, he is a busy bee.
He just
bee.
Sits and takes shots at people from his Twitter account.
From his keyboard.
And asks us to ask inappropriate questions to our guests.
He does.
That's he does he that does. A lot.
He probably
Look,
also.
That's a Granato special right there.
I kind of like
that's
Art.
That's fries Whoa. With all the stuff on it with the Coors Light. That's a Granato special right there.
Right.
What? Right. Let's go. We're live at Cobos Q 2012, Rusk, and we're going to be here till 3 o'clock. Well, the boys will be going till 3 o'clock. And Joel, the Killer Bees are going to be here. Childish will be here. And we want you to come on out. 2012 Rusk hanging out, having a big time.
Okay, I wanna introduce.
Oh, David, you're such a that's a bull. David, I'm sorry, I have to work. I'm.
I wanna introduce a concept here on the show from an Astros free agent standpoint. But first, I got to set this up. So the Astros are supposedly one of the teams that are hot on Starling Marte to play center field. Right, he's a 33-year-old. There's several teams, the usual suspects, the Mets, the Yankees, but also the Marlins are in it because they've had them.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, which I was a little surprised to see Philly's
well,
name.
Well, I don't know. They're probably going to spend some money this offseason to
yeah,
get there.
Yeah, the Rangers had the NL MVP, by the way.
Right.
Bryce Harper. AL was Otani, as you can imagine. And then also the Rangers, and I think that's one of the usual suspects now, too.
Well, the Rangers are going to spend a lot of money.
They got to throw money at their terrible team. So the question becomes this. Okay, so the Astros are in on that, on a 33-year-old player. So I knew this would come up, and I think this requires some conversation and to work around this. K-Mac says, so the Astros can't do 10 years for Carlos because they fear he can't play it between ages 33 to 37. But they're going to pay Marte $20 million per year. That's just you throwing a number out. But $20 million per year from age 34 to 37 makes no sense. You don't even get his prime years. I see the logic.
Well, it's a $300 million versus 80.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
I see the logic in saying, okay, in just a vacuum, you look at those potential 3 to 4 years. Yes, you're 100% right. But what you're not mentioning is that this is all guaranteed. So if something goes sideways, you're on the hook for a long, long time for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now, I feel good about Carlos, but on a scale of 1 to 10.
I do, too. By the way.
I went for 6. I'd feel great for 6.
By the way, Carlos was at Tiny's yesterday meeting with A.J. Hinch. And for those of you who didn't
Where
see.
Where was he?
Tiny's.
What's Tiny's?
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Tiny Boxwoods.
Oh, that was Tiny Boxwoods. Okay. Yeah. That's where that was.
Yeah, that's where that was.
Because you know what? You don't have a lot of sports people who go there. So everyone thought, no one will notice. No one will notice this. And
well,
somebody took a picture and put
did.
It on Reddit.
Except for the bro dude who took the picture, I'm sure.
Who took a picture on Reddit.
His hip.
A little secret. I didn't tell you this. I went to go see my ankle doctor, Dr. Varner. And as I'm also like waiting in line to park. It was the worst parking in history. But as I'm waiting there in the Med Center, this Yukon is at the stoplight, headed one way. I'm headed the other.
Gilbert's here,
and I look out. Not that one.
Yeah,
and
that's
I look
Gilbert.
Not the bad one. And what? I look over, and it's Carlos.
Really?
And it's Carlos and his wife. They were probably there for a baby checkup, I guess, or something like that. And I got his attention. I pointed at him like that. He looked over, and I went. Gave him the little, like I'm holding a bat, and he just goes. I think he just thought, I didn't know what to do. I got his attention, like, now what? And I'm like, act like you have a bat in your hand, like, way to hit. Well, not in World Series. I'm like, God, I choked.
Whoa, why you got to say, well, not in the World Series?
See, well, I didn't say it out loud.
The only thing,
listen, I thought that.
I love Carlos. The only thing is, 10 years, I ain't doing that for anybody. I ain't doing, Bryce Harper, 13 years. Tatis, 14 years. I mean, it never works out. Never works out. Never works out.
No. I know that you didn't just cuss. I just want you to know that it sounded like you just cussed.
I know. I was about to, but I
stopped. Oh, I didn't. I
stopped myself.
I thought you were going to say for what or something like that, because yeah. Tyler just went, right, you said,
yeah,
for
I was,
what?
I just did. The roll call at Cobo sounds like a Week 17 starting lineup for a one seed. Sorry, all the all pros couldn't make it. That's from Tony. Stop, Tone. All right, this is the A team we got in here. Okay, this is the A team. Gilbert just showed up. All right.
No, don't.
Gil,
that's Gil.
What?
That's not Gilbert. That's
no,
Gil.
We call him Gilbert. That's his name.
Yeah, but I think he likes to separate himself from the other.
Well,
one.
Nobody wants to be called Gilbert anymore.
He is the other Gilbert on Twitter.
Yeah, he's the other Gilbert on Twitter.
So he's embracing it.
Yeah.
That's true. He is the other Gilbert. Well, no, he's not embracing it. He's trying to say,
he's trying to distance himself. But he's still taking the full government name.
Well, David is embarrassing himself. Yeah, you know, I have to work a lot. I wanted to be there.
So that's basically what's going on with the Astros. There's nothing. A.J. Hinch did meet with Carlos because somebody took a sneaky picture and posted it. So that's good. At Tiny Boxwoods. AJ, I guess AJ probably has a house here, maybe, or maybe flew down.
I think I see him at Carlton Woods.
I'm not going to lie now. Seeing AJ Hinch and Carlos together, I was like, oh, I wish AJ was here.
He lives like here in the off season.
Yeah.
So it's not he flew here for this meeting.
And I think he's up in the Woodlands area. He's up. He's at Carlton. I think he's a member of Carlton Woods.
Yeah, he.
I see him up there. I never bother him. But
I don't know if Carlos would be a tiger. He'd have to be okay with that whole tiger vibe.
Listen.
I mean, you're going to live in – you go from the weather in Puerto Rico to the weather in Houston, then to the weather in Detroit. That's a loss.
Doesn't he have a tiger tattoo? Or is that a lion?
It's a lion. I think
Carlos?
It's a lion.
That's a lion.
Or AJ.
No, Carlos. Carlos, not AJ.
Oh. I don't know. If he does have a tiger, I would not put it past him. Would you?
I think he might. But, man, what a downgrade going from Houston to Detroit.
Would you rather see him in Detroit than
– No, I would rather he go there. I'm just saying, what a downgrade from Houston to Detroit. Lifestyle, weather, everything that you can possibly imagine.
No. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll see whether or not that happens.
A disgraced manager, A.J. Hinch, versus a guy with multiple World Series appearances.
Right.
And I mean, wins are – who cares? But appearances?
A.J. has multiple appearances, too.
Yeah, he has two.
Two.
He has two. I guess that's technically multiple. He didn't have as many as Dusty. Dusty's been in a lot of World Series, a lot of different teams, you know. It's been cool. It's Dusty.
No, he's been –
He's been in AL and NLCSs.
Right, so is AJ.
Yeah, but NLCSs is also, which is cool.
I think Dusty's just been in 2002 and this year, the World Series.
Want your manager to be safe like Dusty and have a sometimes mask and lots of rubber gloves on and a watch on and sweatbands? I mean, that's safety first
And
for
don't
Dusty.
Forget the Fitbit that you can cheat with.
Yeah, right.
In case that matters to you. 808 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Basically, Astros are the only news here in this. Oh, other than Jeff Driscoll has moved to tight end.
Yeah.
I'm sure 610 led with that this morning.
So, you know it's going good. Most quarterbacks make their moves to a different position coming out of college. Antoine Randle, Julian Edelman, those guys, I remember at one point, Adam Dunn at Texas moved from quarterback to tight end. Blake Bell, remember him? The Belldozer?
Yeah.
He's a tight end. Thomas, the tight end from the quarterback, former quarterback for Virginia Tech, who is the
Tyrod
tight end
Taylor.
Now. No, who's the tight end now.
Yeah, Thomas. With Jordan. Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas, not Jordan.
Justin, nope. J.
Logan Thomas.
Logan Thomas.
Justin Thomas. We call him Logan. Also,
Logan.
Yeah.
Logan Thomas.
Same thing.
So Logan Thomas. These are all guys who went quarterback to tight end
or
quarterback to wide receiver. Rarely do you see a guy in the league 6 years and like, you know what? On the worst team in football with no quarterbacks play that's really standing out, I think I'm going to flip it to tight end.
Yeah.
That's when you know right now that here's what's happening. Now, this guy is a pretty big quarterback, and he's a really good athlete, Driscoll. But what Driscoll's saying is, you know what I like? I like veteran minimum salaries. He's probably had a conversation with his wife like, what do I do if, like, I can't even get playing time on the Texans. Like, I don't think my career is going to – I'm literally a third stringer on the worst team in football. I don't think I'm going to be in the league much longer. Well, let's take a look at what are our options. You don't have a law degree or anything like that. You could maybe go back to school and get accounting work. What's that salary? Oh, okay. You could maybe, do sales for my dad. Maybe you can get into real estate. Okay. I sure do like that veteran minimum salary, though.
Yeah.
Maybe you could go to tight end, Jeff. Maybe you can play tight end. I know Blake Bell did it. Maybe you can do it.
Let me go ask the boss. Hey, listen, I'm not doing well in this department.
Who's the boss?
The Coach Cully.
Is he?
Well,
or is Casario
I'm
going
to take it to the – well, I'm not if my regional boss doesn't tell me that I can do it, I'm going to go to the national boss.
It's the district manager. Cully is the district manager. He's the assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah.
Regional manager is Jack Easterby. The assistant to the regional manager is David Cully Schrute. And then, the guy who's the one who would come down and always go, Michael, what is your branch doing? That's Nick Casario.
Yeah. So he said, let me go in and see.
Jack Easterby's got some Michael Scott to him. Now that I think about it a little bit, he's got some kind of goofy, like, one fish, two fish, red fish, move. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that getting on a stage and saying something like that.
Hey,
I wonder if anyone's crip walking. That's like something that David's,
cringeworthy.
Not David Brent.
Shout out Michael to the fish.
that's not Michael Scott.
Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, you could see Jim and Pam just cringing in the audience.
And, like, how long is he how is he able to keep his job at this paper factory? That's what I want to know. Like, Jack Easterby keeps his job at this paper factory. You know what I'm saying?
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying?
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Oh, my God. That is the worst.
That guy just walked in here and yelled, who doesn't? As loud as he could.
I don't. Who doesn't? I don't. Welcome in, everybody. Hey, come on out. 2012 Rusk. We are live at Cobos Q. We're going to be here for, most of the day. So we want you to come on by and hang out with us here at Cobos Q.
And you can
2012
pick up food. If you can't stay, pick up some food and take it with you for
go bring it
for
to
your
work.
People at your work.
That's right. Irv is here. La Raza's eating. We'll see that. And Gilbert and Todd just showed up. All right. Come on out, Irv. Art, you can talk to Todd. Okay? He loves Todd. Art loves Todd. but then you have to see Tyler, too, so I don't know about that. 8:13 ESPN 97.5. You know what we're doing today? We're going to come here to Cobos Q. We're going to have us a big time. And then we're heading over to the U of H game. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. If you're looking for a great day, how about a great night? It is cold and it's nice. Right? How do you like this weather?
I love it.
Is it perfect for a football game tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
See, this is your deal.
It's going to warm up a little bit, and it's going to be in the 60s, upper 60s. You're going to start the game. It'll probably be in the in the lower 60s. You'll have your jacket
That's
on.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's perfect football
it's
weather.
It's going to be great for an offensive explosion.
Tickets start at just $20. You like an offensive explosion?
Two players going to the Senior Bowl. How about that? Yeah. Cougs have some talent now.
So, absolutely they do. No, you look on the field with your human eyes, you can see that they've got some talent on the field. Hey, people, $20. Tickets start at just $20. Go to UHCougars.com. You can download the tickets, or you can call 713-GO-COUGS. You're looking for a great time tonight in the city of Houston. It's the best place to be. Starts at 8 o'clock. It's on ESPN, but we got to fill that place up. You got to come early. You got to be loud. You got to wear red. Let's go, Cougs. Going out there tonight. Come on. Let's go, Cougs. 713-GO-COUGS, UHCougars.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about Friendsgiving going on at Toyota Center. The Rockets are taking on the Bulls. You know that Bulls team. They've got DeMar DeRozan now. They have been on playing some very good basketball in the Eastern Conference. Well, right now, for as low as $25, you can get a ticket to the game next Wednesday. This upcoming Wednesday, I should say, and two beverages. Tickets as low as $25. Get a ticket to the game and two beverages. This includes beer, soda, water. All fans can also take advantage of $5 Clutch City Lagers. That goes on from 6 to 7 p.m. It's kind of like a little happy hour there. The first 3,000 fans are going to receive a Rockets oven mitt to use on Thanksgiving, courtesy of Kroger. Rockets versus Bulls. It's going on this Wednesday at Toyota Center. Purchase your tickets tonight at Rockets.com.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cobos Q in Edo. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Not a lot of sports yesterday, although Patriots won 25-0 over the Falcons. Falcons, man, they looked good for a while, and all of a sudden they fell back into, man, just bad stuff. Shohei Ohtani won the American League MVP. Bryce Harper won the National League MVP. Two guys that weren't on playoff teams.
Okay.
You agree or disagree? I mean, listen, it's usually best guy and best team, but, you know, those guys, Shohei Ohtani was a no-brainer.
You can't.
He was a unanimous decision.
You got modern-day Babe Ruth. I don't know how you could possibly not put him in. They could have won 10 games, and he's getting in with the way he played.
Yeah.
How do you hit home runs like that and then get out there and deal as a pitcher, throw 100? Do you understand what we're seeing? If this were an American-born player, people would be losing their minds because they would have known about him coming up from youth baseball. Like, he'd be the LeBron. Frankly, he'd be like LeBron, where we would have known about him forever on the way up. So, Ohtani, as it is, obviously is still very, very popular, but he is his talent is what we're seeing. I mean, he throws 100. And he can hit a baseball 450 plus.
Stephen A. had to apologize for it.
Shouldn't have, though.
No, I don't know. I understand his point. If he was an American born player, would he have more acclaim?
Well, yeah, we would have been talking about him a lot more earlier on.
You think so?
Yeah, because. If he could do these things, there would have been articles written about him, like meet the young prospect who can hit a baseball 450 feet and throw 100 miles an hour. That's unheard of. Zach Greinke used to be able to do it, probably.
Right, but he wanted to move to shortstop.
Could Zach ever hit 93 on a gun? Yeah, he used to work in the 90s.
He worked at like 94.
He could hit that, I think. Are we sure he ever hit 97?
Yeah, absolutely. He hit 97.
He could throw that hard?
When he was young? Kansas City hit Greinke? Hells yeah. He could still hit 93 now. What you talking about, Willis? Yes, absolutely he could. But neither here nor there. You know, Zach didn't play the field then, though. He didn't go play right field like Shohei does.
No. That's why. I mean, this is – the articles that would have been written about this guy and the article, you know, what would he have, you know, what's he going to be, a pitcher or a hitter? We've never seen anything like this where a guy can do both. I mean, the closest we get is was when Rich Ankiel had to move from pitcher because Rick Ankiel went from pitcher because he got the yips to outfield, and it became a really good outfielder.
Uh-huh.
And then look, the best players always come up when you're young. They're great hitters and great pitchers. They're great athletes. At some point, there's a fork in the road where you got to decide what you're going to focus your time on. Zach Greinke obviously had leftover hitting skills even when he became a pitcher, and you see stuff like that. I mean, he could hit home runs.
Jason Lane. Jason Lane was an outfielder, became a pitcher.
Oh, that's right. Well, in Sugarland, he didn't make it back up to the bigs.
That's okay. Did you ever throw? Have you ever thrown?
In
Sugarland?
Yeah, I threw out a first pitch.
No. Have you? No.
I've never been asked to throw
out a first pitch.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
No.
It's crazy. We've never been at. We're the kings of Houston radio, and I know we are because that guy says that.
He says that all the time.
When the show starts,
the
kings. He's like, kings of Houston radio. We've never even been asked to throw out a first pitch.
That's embarrassing.
It's a little disrespectful.
It's a little embarrassing for the Astros organization.
I throw a baseball easily.
It's the one thing they've done wrong.
Yeah, it's been a big flub for them. I see some of the people they have throw out the first pitch, and I'm like, that guy, how much did he pay? Well, this person supposedly throws out the first pitch. It's terrible. Yeah.
You know some of them are stuck.
Now, here's the thing. I have no problem throwing a baseball in my life. I pitched. I played third base. I played some shortstop. Played first. It's not a problem. I'm not one of these unathletic types. You're not either. However, with all that said, the only reason I throw that out there, of course, I'm a little removed from baseball, but I still play catch with my sons from time to time. It's still different, I would think, when you get on the mound, like, oh, my God.
Well, Ken Hoffman, who's thrown out a first pitch, and we haven't, and no one even knows who that dude is anymore.
Wow.
Right? Ken Hoffman said you don't throw from the mound. You throw from right in front of the mound because otherwise you're gonna look like the Cincinnati man.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to throw 60. I don't want to go 60
throwing,
and
no,
6.
No, I'm throwing from the mound.
You're throwing from the mound?
Yeah.
Full windup?
Yeah. No, no, no. Just, you know.
If you are a real one, you'd throw a knuckleball.
I threw from to my sons.
They would think you look so.
My
if
son's
you threw
team.
A knuckleball, it would float in there, and they would say, this guy can't throw at all. But then what you'd have to say is, what you don't understand is how much movement. I was the only person ever to throw a knuckleball. Like, you'd be pissed off that no one would give you the respect for throwing a knuckleball.
It'll look like a knuckleball anyway. It'll come in there at about that same speed.
Well, and what if you threw a really good splitter? Or what about a three-finger change? What about
circle change? Yeah.
If you threw a circle change and it dropped, everyone would say, oh, this guy can't throw. Well, I threw a change, you dumbasses. That thing dropped out.
Y'all don't know nothing.
Dropped into the bucket right there when it hit the plate.
You remember Grease Monkey?
That's an out pitch.
Grease Monkey. Yeah, what was that?
Our production director
at one
point. He threw out a first pitch.
Who?
Whenever he was with Rock 101. He threw out a first pitch.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know who this
Rock
is.
Rock 101 Grease Monkey threw out a first pitch.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what? That's embarrassing. What's even more embarrassing, here's and I'm calling Jim Crane out for this.
Oh.
A couple years ago, he was on the show, and he said that he would get me into the Houston Open Pro-Am, and he never did it.
Well,
and I've never played.
Even with all the love that you give him?
And all the love I give golf, I've never been
all love you
in
give
a
Jim
Pro-Am
Crane.
Here.
All the love you give Jim Crane to this day.
I know, to this day.
Why don't you start taking your shots?
Listen, I'm done with all of them now. I'm done with Cal. I'm done with Crane. I'm not done with Tillman because of Cold Nugget. I'm not done with him. Okay? I'm still a Tillman guy. But the rest of them, beat it. They can all beat it.
Because somebody hasn't gotten you in. You didn't do something for me,
you didn't
beat
give me
it.
Are you giving me free rounds at the Pro-Am? Then that's on. You know what? That's on you.
That's pretty on brand.
713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here and give us something, you're more than welcome to do that. But Brett, better than that, why don't you come on out? Look it. Is that yours, Gilbert? Oh. That's your niece? Oh, how nice. How nice. Good. Thank God. She's not going to she's got some of your blood, but not. Thank God. She's gonna be beautiful. So, we've been talking mostly Astros this morning here on ESPN 97.5. And that's a question. Do you want Starling Marte? If you want to call in, do you want Starling Marte? Do you like my idea of Pena at short? Because there was some talk about Baez. How would you like Baez? That dude is flammable.
Yeah.
So
I don't want that on
I don't want that either, I don't think. And that,
it's too much of a pain.
This locker room is too good.
I don't want that.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want that.
I'm not sure that I want. I don't think. Not that they can't fade it in that locker room, but what is this? What did he do? Oh, it's brisket, baby.
Oh, it's pork belly.
Oh, it's pork belly?
Yeah.
What?
Pork belly and an egg.
What?
Whoa. Pork belly and
Are you open for breakfast every day now because of us? We're at Cobos Q. Ooh, pork belly with an egg on a tortilla.
On a tortilla.
Whoa. That's what I'm talking about. Raul. Raul over at Cobos Q. Fixing it up for the boys. Listen, we got a break here now. Oh, what a coincidence. He brought out food, and we got a commercial break. How? What a coincidence. How'd that happen? All I know is this. Hey, I was with the guys from HR&P yesterday. Kevin and Chris, we had a wonderful talk, and they said, you know what, just keep it going, what you're talking about with this. And what I talk about with this over at HR&P is how they do it for you, they customize it for you. All they're concerned with is the payroll and the HR, okay? The other guys are trying to get you to give them as much as they can with the benefits packages. They might take, you know what, they say, hey, look at their payroll. Look at our payroll. It's less over here. Not going to be much less, but it's less over here. Oh, that's nice. But then they stick you with their benefits packages where they're making a ton of money. Don't fall for this trap. Do not fall for this trap. Go with HR&P. They're perfect at the payroll. They're perfect at the HR. And they're perfect at the taxes, too. Oh, by the way, you get your choice of benefits packages with them as well. Look. We love them. You'll love them. If you've got any questions about our payroll company, just call up the station, ask for David or Laura, and they will give them a glowing recommendation. It's HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN. 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cobos Q in Edo. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live at Cobos Q.
We just had a pork belly, a crispy pork belly with an over-easy egg and a tortilla with some type of green sauce.
Oh, my God. That
spicy
was spicy.
Tomatilla sauce.
That was good.
Man, it was really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Throwing that down in the break. No, Cobos Q, listen, his birria tacos are fantastic. Fantastic. He's got the Granado fries. He's got the Lance nachos, nacho time. He's got it all here at Cobos Q. You're looking for a great place to come get your drink on. Hey, ask for a Coors Light. They're free. Well,
they're not free all day. It was the first 10.
First 10, free.
My guess is we've already hit that here.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think we've already hit it. But maybe they didn't ask for Coors Light. I don't know. But
you
got
to ask to
stupid.
Find out.
It's
and
stupid.
Ask about his Edo hat also, his a free hat.
Yeah.
You might be able to get one of those too. I don't know if the first 10 have gone out or not.
Yeah. Dr. Dre showed
up. Listen, it's not
Irv had to leave because I said, La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo? His boss called him. Are you working or are you eating?
Nah, see how you did? Sorry, he snitched you out, Irv.
So now he had to leave and go
sorry
to work.
Sorry you snitched him out. Hey, but don't forget, the show's going to, even when we're done, the other shows, Charlie's going to be here. You've got the Killer Bees are going to be here. So this party is going to go on until 3 o'clock. And then,
and
frankly,
Charlie loves
that,
it when you come up and hug him.
Did you know that one of the people who was here today has been at a quinceañera with Charlie? Maybe the most improbable thing you'll ever hear in your life.
Is it Gilbert?
I'm not asking you to guess. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that somebody spent time with Charlie at a quinceañera.
Charlie at a quinceañera.
Well,
first
Charlie
of all,
Charlie had,
and that person would be here.
Charlie has a stepdaughter. That was so. It's like a family thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and so been at a. Oh, that must be
a quinceañera. And you see,
I mean,
Charlie,
was Charlie out there?
If you went to a quinceañera, would you say that seeing Charlie's the next to last thing you would expect. Like, here's what you don't go to. I wonder if Charlie's going to be at this quinceañera.
Yeah, no. You never. No one's ever said that.
No.
Was Charlie out there?
Like, we might be there.
Doing
salsa. Tyler might be
was
there.
Was Charlie out there salsa dancing?
I mean, I don't know. Charlie's got.
He got skills.
I just told you he had a stepdaughter. That blew your mind, probably.
No, I think I knew that. I think I knew that.
Quinceañera would surprise you.
Yeah.
Maybe Charlie will. Dun, 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 dun,
you don't know?
You don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's got mad softball skills.
He does. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Charlie can play the softball.
He still plays softball.
Yes.
And Charlie ain't young no more now.
Charlie's an athlete. Play tennis.
He softball. I hope he ain't playing with the kids. I hope he's like in a senior league.
I don't know, man. Charlie used to get pickup softball games with listeners back in the day at 7 Nights.
Yeah.
Just like, you guys want to go out to the park and get a little softball in? And they would just meet up. And I heard about it. I never went.
He and Hoffy.
I heard he could go.
He and Hoffy used to play tennis all the time.
They still do.
Did they?
He would have played in that Astros media softball game had he not been out of town.
Charlie? Oh, he always does.
Yeah.
Charlie's usually able to work his schedule around events like that, where he'll take like 4 days off for a Nationals football game. Okay,
stop.
That's what Charlie does. No, and God bless. I'm not criticizing it at all. Big stories yesterday in the world of sports here in Houston. Apparently, AJ Hinch. Not apparently, there was a picture of it. It circulated. Go ahead, viral. AJ Hinch and Carlos Correa at Tiny Boxwoods talking, sitting at the table. And, AJ's trying to convince them to come there for, like, I don't know, $4 million a year or something. I don't know what.
They had some of their delicious chocolate chip cookies over there.
Do they have chocolate chip cookies there?
See? Look at Tyler. He knows. They're known for them.
I will tell you this. Hands down, best chocolate chip cookie I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you this. The best cookie I ever had is at Pete's.
Yeah, the best chocolate chip cookie I've had is at maybe in my life is at Common Bond Bakery. If we want to go just chocolate chip, that one's super legit too. I've never had Tiny Boxwoods.
I think I've had the Common Bond one, but yeah, Tiny. They sell them at like Tiny's number 5, so it's the same family, but not.
Peace Fine Meats has like 5 different. It has coconut,
oatmeal,
chocolate chip. Oh, it's
nuts. It's got everything in there.
It's an ass kicker.
It's
my
best.
Favorite.
That's my favorite.
It is crack.
And
like,
you get
that's
them,
a crack cookie.
They
right
bring
there.
Them out right when they're warm, and they're trying to scrape them off of the thing, and you go, hey, can I get one of those? Let me throw one of those over here.
Why is everything with you people giving you free stuff? Can I get one of those? Hey. Throw one over here. Yes, sir. Here it is. This will be $250 for you.
Yeah,
or whatever
that's
a cookie
fine.
Costs.
Yeah, okay. They'll charge me. I don't care. But I want that.
Throw me one of those, please. Hey, give me one.
Throw me one of them over here. Starling Marte is in the Astros sights. We'll see if that comes to fruition.
I'm going to put that at 35%, yes.
You're going to say 35%?
That's not bad. I mean, that's not bad odds considering how many teams are on them, including 2 money teams and the Yankees and, well, I guess 3 if you want to count the Rangers, too. Rangers, Yankees, and Mets, and Phillies. There's a lot of teams on him.
Yeah.
And I think what it may take to get him, James Click is going to be about giving a bad contract.
How about winning? You might want to do that. He was with Pittsburgh forever.
Yeah.
He was with Miami.
Yeah.
Oakland last year.
How'd that
go? How about winning?
What was your favorite Oakland in the playoff moment? What's been your favorite Starling Marte playoff moment over the last few years?
No.
Anything?
No. But
does he even know what October baseball looks like?
No, and he wants to. That's why he's going to come here. You can't even guarantee that with going to the Yankees. You certainly can't with the Phillies. All those other teams at all, you can't guarantee it. You can guarantee? Oh, wow, they just signed Justin Verlander with that lineup. I know they won't have Correa. Guess who fills that spot? Me. Wow.
As long as you get him at your price, you want it on your deal, not his deal.
Yeah.
Jim Crane usually does things on his deal. Like, we want players on our deals.
Yes,
a lot of the guys he's brought in have been on favorable deals. So we'll see how it plays out. The New England Patriots last night won 25-0 over the Falcons. I get that it's not, may not be a big national story, but what we're seeing develop here is in a season where you can't fully get invested in the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Chargers. The Chargers have fallen apart. The Browns, the Steelers. You can't push your chips all in on any of these teams right now. The Titans don't have Derrick Henry, even though they're playing really well. You're sitting there looking at New England, and I know it's Atlanta, but this has been a few games in a row now where you just say, holy crap, New England is a problem. They went to the Chargers and beat the Chargers. Their defense is really good. Their running game is really good. And their rookie quarterback is not making a bunch of mistakes.
Well, again, I'm going to see you in the next month because the games that they've won, who they've beaten so far, that's not a who's who. Titans, Bills, Colts, Bills.
The Titans have beaten some teams, though. But once again, now that Derrick Henry's out, I have a hard time taking them serious as a Super Bowl contender, like a team that can get to the Super Bowl. You're going to have your quarterback play well the entire time. I can't see that with Ryan Tannehill.
I don't know. They continue winning, so we'll see.
Yeah. And they have played good teams.
Listen, they've beaten
– They've actually beaten good teams
really
with Derrick Henry not there.
Really good teams.
Yeah.
And so, no, that's – that. We'll find out if this Patriots team is just lamb killers because over this next month, they got it. It's tough. It ain't going to be easy.
They don't strike me as a lamb killer. You're not going to win all your games, but they don't strike me as a team that's going to fold. Their defense is too good to just fold up. Now, I remember watching, it was early in the season, I think week three, Mac Jones played, who was it that he got slaughtered by? I remember watching that game because I had the Patriots. Was it the Browns? No. I'll think about it. There was a game early in the season where Mac Jones got obliterated.
Not the Saints?
And the Patriots. Yes, it was the Saints.
Yeah.
Obliterated. The Saints dominated him and dominated New England. Now, I think those two teams are different places now, and there is growth during a season for teams. Teams can become something different as a season moves along. Like, the Chargers were all, the Chargers were a kind of a hot team at one point. The Chargers don't look like a team that's going to...
No.
They don't look like a team that's going to make a playoffs. I'm not sure that anybody in the West other than maybe the Chiefs makes the playoffs now. I mean, they're okay from a standing standpoint, but somebody –
For a while, that was the best division of football.
If the Raiders get beat by the Bengals, I'm telling you, they're done. I know that they're not technically done, but I think mentally they're done. The Chargers can't beat anybody now. I think they've lost three in a row. And Denver, does Denver give off those vibes? Now, Denver got whacked last week. They did beat the Cowboys the week before, but I'm not sure losing Von Miller is like a big
help. Every one of those teams, every one of those teams is still in it.
No, they are from a record standpoint.
But they got to turn it around. There's no question.
You think the Colts at 5-5 have a shot?
Absolutely. Everybody at 5-5 has a shot. You see the teams. The Browns are 5-5. The Broncos are 5-5. Listen, the Colts are going to get a week off coming up here. Because they're 5-5, and there's a lot of 5-4 teams.
Wow. Look at the point differential. What's the point differential for the Titans?
The Titans are plus 46, now and what the is Colts are plus 38.
Now what is it for the
– And they're three games behind them.
What is it for the Patriots?
The Patriots are plus 123. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? And look at the Buffalo Bills.
Bills are plus 145.
Well, they've had some blowouts. But the point differential –
And the Texans.
Let me tell you something. The New England Patriots are now 7-4.
Best point differential in the league is the Bills.
Uh-huh.
At 1+145.
That team that got beat 9-6. 9-6 by the Jags.
Best in the NFC is the Cardinals, followed by the Cowboys. The Packers are just plus 36 at 8-2. Wow.
Who's the worst? I have not looked at that. Who's the worst in the AFC?
In the AFC?
Is it the boys?
Is it
our boys?
Yeah. No, the Jets. The Jets are the worst, followed by our boys.
The Texans are minus 130. What does that L8 under streak mean for the Texans? L8.
Does
that mean late? Like you used to say that in junior high, late. What does L8 mean?
L8 means late. Playoffs, late. That's what it means. Will they score a touchdown on the road this week? Something that they haven't done. Will they score a touchdown? They haven't done since week two at the Browns.
They're playing the Titans.
They have not scored a touchdown on the road since week two at the Browns.
How many games has that been? Go through the teams.
Bills, Colts, Cardinals, and Dolphins.
What? Four games. Oh, my God. Four straight games they haven't scored a touchdown? I got to, right? This is the week?
This is – no, that's not
– yeah, yeah, they'll score a touchdown.
I'm not so sure that they're going to score a touchdown.
Will the Texans get to – oh, well, if you're not so sure of that, then I'm not even going to tell you my
– and the Titans is –
all right, if I set the over-under for the Texans points at 13.5, you like over or under?
Under. Under.
Under 13.5.
Under 13.5. Yep, 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 yep.
Do you understand how bad that is?
Yes, I understand. Yes, that's why. Well, do you understand how bad this team is? Yes, I. That's my prediction. Under.
Have you factored in Jeff Driskel moving to tight end yet? I
haven't put that in my equation yet.
Because Jeff Driskel, for those who missed it, the big news out of Texans camp is that their third string quarterback's now a tight end.
So, hey, don't wait for water damage from your old pipes. It can crack or burst in freezing temperatures. Now's the time to replace those old leaking pipes. Restore water pressure with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They are at your disposal. Keep this number in mind, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. Or if that's too hard, thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com. You can remember that. No markups, no subcontractors, professional job at a direct low price, and most repipes can be done in one day.
Yeah, and the great thing is you can get a free quote. I mean, you know, it's not one of these companies who it's going to cost you $75 for us to come out, and then if you use us, we'll apply that to what we are going to overcharge you, and if you don't, too bad, you're going to pay us. That's not how they operate. A free estimate. All you have to do is go to the website, thebenchplumbing.com. You'll be able to get the phone number, and you'll see all the different services they offer. And when it comes to services, leak detection, camera detection, you need somebody to come snake the sink. They do that. They handle large repipe jobs. They handle gas piping work. They handle everything you can imagine, including just leaky faucets, the good old garden variety leaky faucet. Make sure that you go to thebenchplumbing.com for any plumbing needs.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
All right, time to talk about John Clay Wolf at GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, there it is. I can tell you right now, there's one way to do it. It's called go to GimmeTheVin.com. All you got to do is put it. It literally takes about 5 seconds to find out how much your car is worth. Or you could call him tomorrow on his radio show. And over the phone, he will tell you. You tell him the make and model, what kind of shape it's in a little bit, and he'll give you a quote right over the phone. Now, who does that? Because you may be way off. You may be, you know, giving him. Now, I have no idea how he computes this in his head so quickly, but he does. He's unbelievable. And here's the deal. When it comes down to it, you know you're guaranteed that he is going to give you the best, the most for your vehicle. Because he says if he can't beat CarMax, he will send you $100. So he is going to beat him, and he does it every single time. So all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. You're looking for the best way to sell that car? GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cobos Q in Edo. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Cobos Q, where you can stop before your Rockets games this year. If you're looking for a place to go, it's close to the stadium. It's a great place to come over, get your eat on, get your drink on before a Rockets game.
Or after.
Or after. Yeah, after. He's going to be open. That's right.
By the way, a great outdoor setup.
Yeah.
Fantastic outdoor setup. How do you like the art by my man Frankie Cardona?
It's really cool.
Back here.
Really cool.
Frankie's like, I think, the best in the city.
Yeah.
I'm looking at doing something with Alonzo Highsmith. An old Miami, like an old picture of Zoe back in his Miami stuff.
Awesome.
And do one of those. You know, I think I showed you this Carlos Correa thing he did that was hanging in Real. I don't know if it still is. I think it may have been sold. But you know, Frankie did the Biggie Smalls up there. It was the picture with him with his crown, and it says it was all a dream. Cool spot, very cool hangout. Awesome little benches here that you sit at.
Yeah.
So make sure that you come. Make sure that you come check it out. Food is being served right now. They get the food out quickly. They've got drinks. At some point, I'm going to have to switch from coffee to something a little rougher. You know, when I used to live in New Orleans when I was supposed to be going to school, but you just were going to sport pool halls
yeah.
and learn to gamble. and watch people who are lunatics there, kind of people watch. There was a guy named Spider. Swear on everything. That's what this guy's name is. He was a bartender.
Wasn't he a mush?
No, he was. No, he wasn't a mush, but his name was Spider. But that's all I knew his name.
Oh, that was in a movie. I thought you said Spider.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not. It's a. Yeah, you're thinking of Spider, the guy who got shot.
Yeah.
This guy's name was Spider. He was one of the meanest, most unfriendly people I've ever encountered in my life.
More than Dell?
Oh, yeah. Yo, way worse
no
than Dell.
No one's worse than Dell.
No, this guy lets you know he doesn't f*** you up front with the look on his face. So this guy would, he was a bartender. He would do the morning shift at Sports Palace. They're off of River Road, I think
every
it was called.
Every morning bartender is ornery.
Yeah, and what he would
they get kicked off the night shift.
Yeah, and he was this. And now this guy was known for when they would go gamble in the back and play Omaha. If he didn't like his hand, if he thought he got screwed out of a bad beat, in his opinion, he would rip up his cards. Well, that kills the whole deck.
Right.
So he would bring in personally 12 decks, because they knew he was going to do it. And like, okay, well, you're bringing in the decks. You're not ruining our whole game.
Yeah.
So if he was going to play, he'd have to bring in 12 decks cards just in case he did that. And because as soon as you rip up the deck, the whole thing goes on the floor. Like, well, this is done. And so he used to drink something called Spider Ball. Buffalo Jimmy, because Spider wouldn't talk to me. He didn't know me. He didn't care about me. I was just some young punk kid. I was Kid Kerwin. And so Buffalo Jimmy goes, I said, God, man, that guy is, I said, Beefalo, that guy's a jerk. He goes, who, Spider? Nah, he's fine. He just doesn't like people. I said, well, I mean, yeah, but he's in a. I said, you know, he didn't even talk to me. He goes, oh, he'll talk to you one day, Kerwin. Don't worry about it. I'm like thinking at the time, I don't really care if he does or not. He's like, you know how he gets started in the morning? How does he get started? Spider balls. I said, what's a spider ball? Coffee and vodka, a little bit of cream, spider ball. And I thought to myself, okay, I mean, I've heard of Bailey's in coffee.
Yeah.
Never heard of the straight, you know, going vodka in coffee.
Yeah.
But apparently that's a thing. You want the up of the coffee, the caffeine, and maybe you level it out with a little bit of a depressant in the vodka.
Yeah. Well.
It's kind of like a Red Bull and vodka, I guess. It's the same concept.
Yeah, if you like the taste of it. I was with the guy, I had lunch yesterday with the guy from Gentle Ben vodka. Down in Dickinson, they've got a distillery down there.
Gentle Ben.
And he says how he has a patent on how to take out the rough taste out of alcohol and yet not lose any proof. So he makes distilleries send him their alcohol. Or he can put it into their place, this product, and he can make their liquors taste better, so not as it's sharp, it's hard.
So you could pour that in the coffee then once
and
it's been
yeah,
taken
yeah.
out.
So Gentle Ben is out there. If you want a vodka that's not as sharp or that doesn't, and yet you still have the alcohol content.
What's the earliest you drink in the morning?
Oh, it depends.
Like what, on if it's like an 11 afternoon LSU game?
Yeah, if it's an 11 o'clock afternoon, 11 o'clock game, like 8 in the morning.
And that's not a lot of 11 o'clock LSU
no,
games.
No,
but 8 in the morning?
Yeah.
I guess that's any
if I'm there.
Tailgate.
If I'm there.
Do you drink like
I don't drink in the morning.
Bloody
usually.
Marys or whatever?
No, I don't like Bloody Marys.
Okay.
I don't like Bloody Marys.
You know, people.
I start with Coors Light.
I don't understand why people think that. Like, people have told us stuff before. How can you guys eat burgers and steaks in the morning? How can we not?
Yeah.
What?
Why? It doesn't taste good in the morning?
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind?
I don't care. Yeah, if that food comes out, I'm eating it. I don't have to have an egg in the morning.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
For who?
Yeah.
If a steak comes out, I'm eating a steak. The same thing. Why can't I have a tequila or a vodka tonic or your beer or whatever? Why does it have to be a mimosa? Because it's orange juice, because it's the morning. Or what about a Bloody Mary? Because it's tomato juice, because it's the morning. Why do? Oh, but in 2 hours? But in 2 hours is when the heart.
Then it's one.
Why I just throw the tonic water in it or the turn it into a ranch water?
No, I'm
start
with you.
That way.
I'm with you. Coors Light tastes good. It's refreshing in the morning. It's refreshing in midday. It's refreshing in the afternoon. Coors Light is refreshing at night. It's refreshing.
It's not a Topo Chico. It's a Coors Light.
It's
You're making it sound like a Topo Chico commercial.
It's the best, okay? So that's that. Oh, my God, guess what I have right now?
You're already doing it. You've been doing it.
No, that was all Lanyap for them, okay? That was a little Lanyap. That's a little added value for Coors Light. Here's the deal. If you want, Lance is talking about drinking in the morning, get you a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Look, that's what he's got. Were you one of the first 10? You got a free one? You see? Kobos knows what the people want. The people want cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Look at that guy right there. He's drinking Coors Light. I love him. That guy behind him, Coors Light. Everybody, Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. You know why? Because it's the morning. You drink Coors Light. You love Coors Light. Love it in the morning. Love it at midday. Love it in the afternoon. Love it at night. If you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, there's one place to go. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.